Welcome to the Fearless Women Podcast. We're inspiring conversations for the unafraid. I'm Janice McDonald, founder of the Beacon Agency, author, and global champion for women. Why am I making this show? Because I want to share the inspiring stories of women leaders in business, arts and culture, politics, and more with all of you. Hear how they've chosen to go forward and be bold and make the world a better place, even when it wasn't easy to do. Subscribe now wherever you find podcasts. Hey, everybody, I'm Janice McDonald. Welcome to the Fearless Women Podcast. We're inspiring important conversations with the unafraid, and I'm so glad you're joining us today. We are living in unique times. Amplifying diverse and fearless voices is needed now more than ever. Thank you for tuning in from across Canada and so many other countries like USA, New Zealand, Australia, UK, and so many more countries. It's great to get your messages. I love hearing from you. So send me an email at fearlesswomenpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram. We want our community to grow. Tell your friends to listen too. As you know, my book, Fearless, Girls with Dreams, Women with Vision, continues to inspire, and I'm so grateful for your support. Thank you again for making it a bestseller in Canada. Your support means the world to me. Support, recognition, shining a spotlight, these are core values that my next guest holds so dear. I'm excited to have Sherry Stevens on the show today. She has an incredibly impressive bio. She is a serial entrepreneur who's had many accolades and awards. I'm just going to highlight a few. RBC Entrepreneur of the Year Momentum Award. 9 years in a row, Profit Magazine recognized her company in its annual W100. She was recognized by Women's Executive Network, Top 100 Most Powerful Women in Canada in 2007 and again in 2008. And guess what? She liked that company so much, she bought it. We have so much to talk about. Welcome to the show, Sherry Stevens. She's the owner and CEO of Women's Executive Network.
Thank you, Janice. Wow, that was a great intro. Yes, I do. I love this company. I bought it.
You bought it and you're leading the charge. And we're going to talk about that and so much more. But why don't we start with, I'd like to get your thoughts on this quote. And it's from James Cameron, Canadian filmmaker and environmentalist, who said, "If you set your goals ridiculously high and it's a failure, you'll fail above everyone else's success." That was James Cameron. As a successful entrepreneur, does this resonate with you?
Definitely. Yes. I think just the word failure, I think that's an important word because I think people and a lot of women shy away from that, right? Mm-hmm. They think everything has to be perfect, that, failure in my life has really helped me be a better person. It's actually helped me be a more resilient person. Mm-hmm. And it's also helped me be more successful. So, failure isn't necessarily a bad word. I think what is the most important is how you pick yourself up when you do fail and how you move forward, right? And I think as a serial entrepreneur, that has been probably a cornerstone of my life and of my career is just the resilience and picking yourself up when things don't go as planned.
So any tips, Sherry, for building resiliency? Because you've said you've been comfortable with failure and you've faced challenges. How do you, how do you pull yourself back up, when things don't go your way?
Well, one thing you do have to have is a great network, like a really solid, close network that you can draw upon. And, through my work with WXN, I've been able to gain many relationships through that. One of them is you, Janice, and just really great women who are there to support and to help you, your family, your friends. I think that's really important that you surround yourself with the people that love you and care for you and that can pull you through it. Also, with just your own resolve, I think it's just building that resolve within yourself. And it's hard to explain, but it's just it's easy to say, you know, just getting back up and getting back at it. Like, don't hesitate, right? Like get back up, think of a plan. How am I going to get through this? Because it'll get better. It always does, right? So you have to remember that and just stay positive. And I know sometimes that's really difficult when, you know, and life is really beating you down, and, you know, we've all been there, but sometimes you just have to pick up your bootstraps and away you go. And I think that's just what I've been able to do. You know, when I purchased WXN, at that same time, I was separated from my husband just recently, and my sister passed away about a week before I purchased WXN. So it was a really, even though it was an exciting time, it was a sad time well. Wow. Right. So it's just a matter of, you know, looking at, you know, what can I do? What can I handle on my own? Right. And then getting help from others. Like, don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to say, you know what, I'm not feeling the greatest right now. Right. I need support. I need your help. I think that's important too. Like, don't try to go through it on your own is probably the most important lesson in life and in business.
I love that. It's such a great reminder. And we've been going through this challenging time in our communities and the world with the pandemic. And we've had to reach out to each other for support. It's certainly, I know you have shared, it's made you change how you work for a variety of reasons, like many of us. So what have you learned through these challenging times?
Again, resilience. I've also learned that, you know, you can do things when you put your mind to it. I've learned that there are people out there who are willing to help you out, to roll up their sleeves, you know, especially, I mean, I think of my team, especially, they have been amazing through all this because we've had to do a lot of pivoting as a company. You know, we have had some layoffs, unfortunately, but we've managed to be resilient. We've managed to be strong through it. As you know, we've had many events that we host in a year across Canada, live events. So we had to cancel all of them and we had to pivot to virtual events. And we've managed to do, I would say, an incredible job considering the circumstances, considering that we've never done virtual before, considering that we have a very small team. I'm very proud of what we've been able to do.
And it's incredible how you were able to pivot and move fast to make all of these changes.
Yeah, and you will, right? When you have to do something, when it's there and it's like, oh crap. Right? Yeah. You have to move quickly. There's no other choice. You just can't sit there and do nothing. That's not even an option. And you can't just sit there and feel sorry for yourself. That's definitely not an option. So it's just, you know what? What can we do? What do we have? What resources do we have? How can we move forward?
I think that's really helpful too, Sherry, this idea of kind of auditing what you actually do have. And I think that's great advice for people listening. There are, you know, these riches that we have that maybe were underappreciated or we didn't entirely value them. And these challenging times make you look at things differently, and here you are pivoting fast and changing. It's a great lesson for everybody.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and you just talked, you know, just hit the nail on the head there with appreciation, right? We did take a lot of things for granted. I mean, even yesterday I was finally able to get a pedicure, right? Like, it's this treat now. It's not something that we, you know, I know it seems like a small thing, but really it is, because it's a big thing, because it's it was so taken for granted. And now you don't have it, right? And finally you have it. Even, you know, even not even pedicures, but I was able to take my mom with me, right? She's 91 mm-hmm. years old. You know, it was so nice. I had been out with her for months. It was nice just sitting, not beside her, you know, we were still 6 feet apart, but yes. It was just great seeing her and having her there and just having those conversations again, right? And appreciating those moments that we lost for 3 months.
Yes, it's been such an interesting time. What's something, Sherry, with all your wisdom and all of your success that you wish you knew earlier?
Oh boy, now you're taxing my memory. That I wish I knew earlier. You know, I started my first business when I was 26. Mm-hmm. And at that point in time, the reason I started was just because we needed, you know, we were just first married. We needed money, right, to pay our mortgage. We needed food. So the reasons for starting the business were very different. And then the business started to become very, very successful. And then as you become successful, more wants more. I think everybody falls into that trap. I think a lot of successful entrepreneurs fall into that trap. All right. So you get the big house, and you get the Mercedes, and you get this, and you get that. And if I were to look back and think, I think I would look at it different. I don't know if I'd place as much emphasis on that. Right. Mm-hmm. The big house isn't, now I look back at, big house isn't important anymore, right? The cars aren't important. So I think I would have just stayed in my little home and traveled more and enjoyed more time with my family and friends instead of going for all those luxuries. I think that's
push,
one of the
push,
big
push too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
And so what prompted that change? Why do you think about it so differently now?
I think it's my age. And I think it's just being through some struggles. I mean, every entrepreneur goes through ups and downs, right?
Oh, yes.
And when you're down, you're down, you know, and it's challenging and it's frightening. And you just look at it and think, maybe I should not have done that, right? Maybe I should have, I don't, taking the other fork in the road. I don't know. But I think it's just my age, because now it's more about, you know, spending, my husband and I are back together, by the way, we reconciled, we're 30 years this year.
Wow. That's beautiful.
So I think it's more about that, you know, getting back to the basics of life and what it's really all about. It's not about things. Right. It's about people and enjoying people's company and no regrets. You know, that's a big thing in my life is really to have no regrets with the beautiful relationships that I have in my life. You know, for instance, for my mom, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a really precious relationship. My father passed away when I was 5. And I'm the youngest of 4. And there's a huge, huge span between my youngest brother and I, 10 years. So it was really my mom and I. And I just wanted her to have an amazing, amazing life, because she had a really rough go of it with my dad. So I'm very protective of her, and I vow that there would be no regrets with her. You know, when she passes, I will have done my very, very best to make sure she had an amazing, amazing life and that there are no regrets. Same with my husband. Mm-hmm. Right? I want to make sure that, you know, we have a healthy and happy relationship. So if anything happens between the two of us, you know, we are getting older and things happen, that there are no regrets there as well. So I think that's what I mean when I say no regrets.
I love that. So take me back, Sherry, to the 10-year-old you. What was that girl like? Where were you living? What were you into?
I was living on a 100-acre farm. Mm-hmm. I'm a country girl, a farm girl. And, I was almost like an only child. Like I said, my brother was much older than I was. So it was me and my dog and on a 100-acre farm and my bicycle and exploring every nook and cranny of the farm that I could, climbing in the barn, playing with the pigs, singing to the cows in the field until they started chasing me and I stopped doing that. I'm not a very good singer, apparently.
They'd had enough.
Yeah. And I remember even at that time forming my own businesses. Like, they weren't revenue generating or anything like that. I would just come up with a business and pretend I was an entrepreneur and start doing the policies and procedures. And I was pretty, a pretty driven little girl. Yeah. Even, you know, my mom took me to the Bahamas when I was 7 years old. And I remember the flight attendants, and that's all I ever wanted to be, was a flight attendant. And we came back from that trip. I was 7 years old, and from seven until age of 19, my whole goal was to become a flight attendant. So my whole schooling was about languages. I wrote to the airlines when I was 12 years old, wanting to know what I had to do to become a flight attendant. At 19, I became a flight attendant. At 21, I quit because I hated it.
But you reboot and followed your entrepreneurial passion.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I just kind of happened on the entrepreneurial passion. I'm not sure how that happened, but yeah.
Well, it's amazing. What about mentorship? So have you had mentors? You're going to talk to us about your wisdom mentoring program that WXN does, but what role have mentors played in your life?
Well, for my business, I don't think I would have been as successful if I had not had a mentor.
Okay,
remembering that was back in the early 90s, and there weren't a lot of women out there that were mentoring it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached out to actually my sister's husband, who was a president of a nickel company, and he had retired. So he had worked his way up the ladder. So he knew a lot about policies and procedures. He knew a lot about financials, how to read financials, how to set your gross margins, how to do your costing, your HR policies and procedures, marketing, everything. He was very well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
So he was my first mentor, and he mentored me for probably about 5 years.
Wow.
And if I had not, if I had not had him, I don't really think I would have been as successful. I didn't have the education, for one thing. I did not have the business experience either. So he taught me a great deal. Probably the most valuable lesson he taught me is that you have to be your own style of leader. So what I tried to do was emulate his leadership style. And it didn't work. It just wasn't. It wasn't me. It wasn't true to who I am. And I think that's a lot of. I think we make mistakes that way with our leadership. We try to be somebody else or emulate somebody else, when really, if we're true to ourselves and who we are as a leader, I think that's the best way to go about leading people, and to be true to yourself.
Yeah, that whole idea of authentic leadership.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us about WXN's Wisdom Mentoring Program.
Yeah, it's a program we've been running for, oh my goodness, I was a mentor years ago. So a very long time. And it's a great program. We have, oh my goodness, we must have over 1,000 mentees now that have gone through the program. And it's a year-long program. It's a full three full day session, in-class session, and they actually get to be mentored by our Canada's Most Powerful Women Top 100. I know, Janice, you're a mentor, so thank you very much for doing that.
I love it.
It's a great program for high potential women who just need that extra support, but also in a very safe environment as well. And it's also great just to build your network, right? Just to network with other women from across Canada, because it is a program that we run across Canada in three regions, in Toronto, Calgary, and Vancouver. It's a really amazing program, and we're launching it again on September the 7th this year. So we're looking forward to our next class.
And for people who want to learn more?
You go to wxnetwork.com.
Yeah, perfect. And all the info is there.
Yes.
wxnetwork.com. Yeah, beautiful. Yep. So let's talk about the top 100 awards. They're incredibly important. And I know for myself, being in the Hall of Fame, it's such an honor. I mean, the company of so many remarkable women. You yourself, you know, have been recognized. Yeah. So first of all, why does recognition matter? I mean, this is, everyone is always very excited about these top 100 awards. I know even in sometimes the website has been, you know, just overwhelmed when mm-hmm. you announce it. So, you know, why does it matter?
Well, I think there's a few reasons. First of all, I think it's always important to showcase powerful women across Canada. You know, we are not even near where we need to be in Canada as far as women in senior leadership roles within corporate Canada and FP 500 boardrooms. We're not even near close. So I think it's important that we do recognize these women who are doing incredible things, you know, within their organizations. You know, some of them are entrepreneurs, also within their community as well. And I think it's important also that, you know, in recognizing women, that we have a diverse perspective on the women that we're honoring. So, you know, we're very deliberate about making sure that we are diverse in terms of ethnicity, in region, also in age, in industry. You know, we have a skilled trades award, we have science and tech. We have an inclusion vanguard, you know, a woman or a man who has done incredible things within their community or their business around diversity and inclusion. So the awards have really shifted in the last 4 years. We've been very deliberate about that. And I think also it's really important for younger women who are making their way, you know, either up the corporate ladder or they're entrepreneurs or they're in skilled trades, to have a role model or to have someone that they can see that's made it, right? Or that is making it. I think that's really important, because if you can see it, you can be it. And so that's a really important part of our Canada's Most Powerful Women as well.
It's so important, the role models, and also, as you've mentioned, the focus on those that are selected do look like Canada. There's so much, so many different women from all different kinds of backgrounds. So it's such an exciting event as well. So so fun. Yeah. So how can we encourage more women to consider putting their names forward? And you know, the nomination process is very streamlined. And so mm-hmm. how do we get more women to say, yes, you put your name?
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of reaching out into your network. I really do. I encourage all the top 100 every year to nominate. If you just even nominate one mm-hmm. woman, you know, we have almost 1400 top 100 award winners. You know, only if each of them only nominated one person, one woman, mm-hmm. right? That would be incredible. You know, just reaching out to our communities and different associations to make sure that they are aware of this award, so they can reach out into their networks as well. It's just spreading the word, and we hear it, you know, and we're trying to just redefine the word powerful as well, because a lot of women get caught up in that. Mm-hmm. They don't see themselves as powerful. And that's a concern for us here at WXN. So we're really trying to reach out and let them know that powerful does not have to be, you know, what you're making as far as revenue or even a job title. It's more about the influence that you've made with your company. It's about the influence that you've made in your community and the influence that you've had on others. So I really want women to understand that and really to just try, please just try, just come forward and put your nomination in, right? There's so many incredible women that just don't do it because they get stuck on the word powerful.
Mm-hmm. Or they think, who, me? And it's like, yeah, yes,
exactly,
you.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I mean, I do a lot of personal outreach through LinkedIn, a lot. Mm-hmm. So if everyone can just do that and just spread the word, that would be great.
That's beautiful. So tell me, Sherry, about a time, and it doesn't really matter, it could be recent or you know, something that sticks in your mind about when you feel you were really fearless.
I would have to say WXN. Mm-hmm. Has been a challenge. While it's been an amazing experience, it's also been a challenge for the last 4 years. There's been a lot of hurdles that we have had to overcome, and me as well. It's very different when you birth a company than when you buy one. Mm-hmm. And I think, I know I was oblivious to that. I had blinders on. I wasn't really thinking that it would be any different because I've been a successful entrepreneur. So why would this be so difficult? Mm-hmm. But it is. There was a huge learning curve for me within this organization. It was very corporate driven, which is not my background. My background is very manufacturing, working with plant managers, you know, very blue collar. So it was a very different communication style. I'm very, if you want to call it authentic, but I speak from the heart, which heart sometimes doesn't go with corporate. So, and it should, right? I mean, it really, corporate should have a heart as well. So there are just a lot of different obstacles to overcome, but I am doing it. I feel this is probably when I've had to be the most fearless in making sure this company, WXN, will not only survive, but will thrive as well. So that's been my hurdle.
So do you have a favorite mantra or, you know, do you have a pump up song or something that you do when you're feeling the dips of the challenges and, you know, you need to be more fearless?
I do a couple of things. One of them is solitude. I just find a spot, especially right now I have a garden. So I usually go out there and just sit and think or pray or just be in the moment and just have, you know, faith that everything is going to work out okay. So that's the quiet time. Now, if I really want to get pumped up, then my go-to song is Carrie Underwood, The Champion. And we played it last year at the gala.
Yes.
It's a very powerful song and it really gets me motivated and like, you know, I'm going to kick butt.
You're ready to
look
charge.
Out. I'm going to kick butt.
I love that. So Sherry, you were separated from your husband and you got back together. This is a beautiful and also a unique story. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just life, right? It's like anything. Mm-hmm. It's like being a serial entrepreneur and having ups and downs in your business. Your marriage is very much the same way, as everybody knows. And I think it was just at just one point in time, we just kind of hit a wall and stepped away. And during those, I think it was for 2.5 years, you know, we still kept in touch and we just both came to the realization that we still loved each other and that we wanted to spend the rest of our lives together. And that, you know, there is such a great investment that we had both made in our 20, 26, 27 years of marriage at that point in time. We were going to celebrate 30 years in December. And it's just like, it's such a great investment. It was just, you know, why are we throwing this away? Why, you know, can we just work through this and work through our differences? And, you know, and I became much more patient and compassionate towards our relationship, because as an entrepreneur, you can be very controlling. right? You can. You can be a perfectionist sometimes. So I tried to be more patient with that and more accepting of him as he was. And he is the same with me as well. And I think it just, you know, we just looked at it and thought, you know, and it's not even that certain things, like, because when you come through 27 years together, you have, oh, do you remember that? We went and saw that. Do you remember that? Oh, and this experience, that's all gone, right? Like when you move on to someone else, that's gone. There's no reminiscing with somebody new about all those things that you did all those years with that other person. And that just broke my heart. So, yeah. So we reconciled and it's been wonderful. We have a better appreciation as well, right? Because when you lose something, you don't have it for a while. Like just like with COVID, right? There's this new appreciation.
That gratitude.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That we take for granted.
It's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
My pleasure.
So, final question, Sherry. What's your dream for Canada?
Yeah, I was thinking about this because I knew you were going to ask me this question. And this is going to be so cliche and so Miss American pageant, or Miss Canadian pageant, Miss Canada pageant. But it's just, you know, with everything that's going on in the world right now, it's like, oh, you know what, can we really handle one more thing? You know, it's crazy. So I think my wish for Canada is that, you know, we just be at peace, right, with one another and within our families and our organizations, and we just show more compassion for each other. I think that's really, really important. And more tolerance, I think, is key. You know, we all bleed red, right? We all bleed red. Mm-hmm. Let's just remember that, you know, when we're encountering, you know, all these horrific things that are going on in the world right now, let Canada be at peace and let us be united together and in solidarity and just be happy with each other.
Peace, compassion, tolerance. These are beautiful words that bring together a really lovely dream that you have for Canada. You have been listening to Sherry Stevens. She is a serial entrepreneur. She's incredibly successful as an entrepreneur, and she's also the owner and CEO of Women's Executive Network. It has been an absolute pleasure, Sherry, to have you on the Fearless Women podcast. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today.
Thank you, Janice. I really appreciate you asking me to be on your show. Thank you so much. It means a lot to me and to WXN.
Thanks for listening. We want our community to grow. Tell your friends, follow us on Instagram, and sign up for our newsletter at fearlesswomenpodcast.com to get the early scoop. Thanks again to our amazing sponsors, BDC, Lockheed Martin, and Export Development Canada. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts or in your favorite app. And if you like what you hear, give us a 5-star rating. I'm Janice McDonald. Stay fearless. Thank you to Export Development Canada, the international risk experts, for your support of the Fearless Women podcast. Supporting Canadian companies of all sizes succeed on the world stage, EDC takes your worries away and helps you grow your business with confidence. When your business has no borders, neither does your potential. Find out more at edc.ca/womenintrade. Thank you to BDC, the bank devoted exclusively to entrepreneurs, for your support of the Fearless Women podcast. We love smart companies that want to amplify women's voices. For more information, go to bdc.ca/women.